Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Deborah Becker. The defense has rested in the trial of admitted Boston Marathon bomber Jahar Tsarnaev, and that's after calling only four witnesses. Closing statements are scheduled Monday. WBUR's Jack Lepiarz joins us now from the federal courthouse in Boston. And Jack, what did we hear from defense witnesses today? Was it still part of this apparent strategy to say that the mastermind of the bombings was Jahar Tsarnaev's older brother Tamerlan, who was killed a few days after the bombings in a shootout with police?
Yeah, Deb, the testimony today focused on two things, and that was fingerprint evidence and digital forensics. Let's start with the digital forensics. Defense attorneys essentially went through Tamerlan's search history, which included searches for detonator, fireworks, firing mechanism, jihad, situations like that. And they pointed out that at the same time, on Jahar Tsarnaev's computer, most of the searches were for things like Facebook, going to a Russian social media site, Twitter, even one of his top hits, most visited site, was a pornography site. So this was the differentiation they were showing, but they also showed that extremist materials originated from Tamerlan's computer. This Inspire magazine that teaches you how to make a homemade bomb was first downloaded on a computer used primarily by Tamerlan Tsarnaev. Then, January of 2012, a thumb drive gets plugged into that computer. They copy the Inspire magazine onto the thumb drive, and about 2 minutes later, that Inspire magazine shows up on Jahar Tsarnaev's computer. This is showing, of course, that it was not Tsarnaev who sought out these materials, that it was his older brother sort of introducing them to him. This is the defense's strategy. On the fingerprint aspect of things, they looked at a number of items recovered from the Cambridge apartment that could have possibly been used to build the bombs. All of these items had Tamerlan Tsarnaev's fingerprints. None of them had Jahar Tsarnaev's fingerprints. They also looked at the bombs on Boylston Street. They took over 500 items for fingerprint testing, only found two fingerprints. Both of those fingerprints belong to Tamerlan Tsarnaev.
The prosecution rested Monday, and they called 92 witnesses. Was there any response at all from prosecutors today?
Yeah, the prosecutors went straight after that idea that 500 items on Boylston Street were tested for fingerprints, and they pointed out that fingerprints are very fragile. I mean, a fingerprint is essentially the residue of oil from your skin or even sweat from your skin, and when you have a bomb exploding at hundreds of degrees Fahrenheit, it's very likely that most of those prints are going to get destroyed, if not all of them. On the aspect of the computer forensics, what they sought to establish is that while you can determine who a computer belongs to by who logs into email, primary user, that sort of thing, you don't know and you can't know who's using a computer at every point of every day. And they pointed out that there was at least one instance where Jahar Tsarnaev logged into his own email account on Tamerlan Tsarnaev's computer, essentially to sow doubt that maybe it's not a slam dunk that Tamerlan Tsarnaev downloaded these materials.
Were there any instructions to the jurors today, Jack, as the judge, you know, said, okay, defense is arrested, prosecution's arrested? What did the judge say?
Yeah, there were very, very brief instructions to jurors. So we're essentially breaking until Monday. So jurors have the longest break they've had yet in this trial. And the judge's instructions to them so far is just reiterating sort of what they've heard so far, and that is do not talk to anyone about this case. He said don't even talk to yourself in the mirror about this case. And he said you should expect to begin deliberating on Monday and plan your week accordingly.
All right. WBUR's Jack Lepiarz, who's been covering the Boston Marathon bombing trial at the federal courthouse in Boston. Jack, thanks for being with us.
You're welcome.